This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Yeah. Giling, giling, Jesse, go.
Giling, 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 giling. Oo nga eh, kahit may hangover pa, go pa din, di ba? Hindi pwedeng, ano,
napospon to. Ako wala. I drank a glass of water.
Ako sa'yo, bakit? Ang dami mong nainom eh. Mas marami kang nainom sa akin.
Ang saya-saya namin ni Direk kagabi at saka yung bayaw niya.
Oo nga. Ano ba ininom nyo last night?
Eh di mga brown liquor. Shots ha.
Grabe. Kaya nga ang daya.
Sunod-sunod. Tapos in between, kumakanta kami ng karaoke ni Direk JB. Tapos sumasama na rin si Jesse. Tapos pagaling na kami. Or feeling namin. Kasi ganun yun. Grabe, nakakatuwa. Oh,
but it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
You should have joined us. And then, tulog ka na kaagad ng ilang shot.
Oo nga eh.
Ilang shot lang, di ba?
Tulog na. Hindi naman ako ma-whiskey. My God. So, pero, syempre, excited kami ngayong araw na to. Di ba? Kahit na, ay, na talagang pagod dahil sa mga sunod-sunod na event. Noy Volante, actually. We met Noy Volante, di ba? Oh, yung concert niya sa New York noong Friday. Tapos ito naman ngayon, yesterday naman, was our son, Cadence 12 birthday. Happy birthday and hi to Noy Volante. Ayan, so ngayon naman, ako, excited na ako sa ating next special guest, di ba? Kasi andito na siya. Ngayong next, in a few weeks na lang din, andito na siya sa US. Di ba? Excited na ako. So anyways, sige po. I would like to say, naku, pasensya na, medyo naghahanga ko ngayon.
Are you with us?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening po sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa Pilipinas, sa taga-US, at sa buong mundo. Especially po sa mga TFC subscribers, the Filipino channel, FYE channel in Kumu, iWant TFC, Facebook, YouTube, at sa lahat po ng pasahero ng Jeepney TV. JCast, ikaw naman, go!
Ito po, sa Southern Brooklyn, good morning night po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe! Kumusta po lahat ng mga nanonood na nakikinig from TFC, FYE Channel, Communizens, and Jeepney TV?
Ayan, excited na ba kayo? Nako, haranahin tayo ngayon bago tayo matulog. Diba? Nako.
Kaya-kaya niya.
Oo nga, eh, mawiwindang na naman yung mga taga New York. Oo nga, eh, meron din eh. Mawiwindang ang mga taga New York pag narinig nila ang boses ni Jamico. Diba? Malapit na po siya. Dito siya titira muna for a while sa US, sa New York actually. So, kukwento niya sa atin yung journey niya, paano siya, biglang-bigla siya mag-aaral sa US, diba? Parang, ang galing. So, anyways, sige na po, hindi ko na patatagalin pa. I-introduce ko ang ating special guest for this morning. We are winding down this beautiful weekend with a friendly face. This is the third time that he's visiting us on our show. He's an R&B, soul, and pop Filipino musician from Star Music. He has just fully completed his own music studio in the Philippines, and now he will be starting his next musical journey by studying here in the United States, specifically po sa New York, ang social. Yan. Let's welcome again our friend na super bait, super guapo and talented singer, Jamico!
Hello, everyone. Yes, Lucas. Mga ka-hangover natin.
Wait a minute.
Hello, good morning from the Philippines.
Ayan. I have a question kaagad.
Yes.
Where are you? You look like you're still in the bar.
Oh, nga. Nasa bar ka ba?
Anong bar? No, this is my music room namin sa bahay to.
Ang susal.
Wow, ha?
Sa actual house namin. Dito rin ako nung first time ko sa Overglass or Two. Dito rin ako
nag-stay. Ayan ba yun? Oh, yung first time?
Ang ganda.
Yung,
yeah. Ang ganda.
This is
ang
called
ganda
the music room.
The music room. Ang ganda nung ano, no? Nung
mukha couch. Siyang bar, no? Mukhang diba, bar. Wood, and then may red couch.
Diba?
Si Mami nag-design yan.
Kulang na lang may pole dyan sa ganda.
May
pool eh, no?
Because pole. Yung magsasayaw dito.
Oo, pole dancing, diba?
I definitely,
diba?
I am a pole magnet.
Pole magnet.
Parte mo.
I know. Teka, bago tayo mag-start magkwentuhan, syempre, may alam mo naman ang kalakaran, di ba? Kailangan natin. Hindi na kami umiinom nga ngayon ng mga liquor. So, talagang kape muna ngayon. Ayan.
Sa show.
Ayan.
Last time
sa natin,
parang wine yung ininom ko nun.
Oo.
Wine yata ininom ko nun first.
Lahat tayo lagi nagwa-wine.
Ito iced coffee, o. Kahit gabi dito, Diyos ko. Sige,
go push. Yes, nagmamature na tayo lahat. Right. Ayan! Sa sambayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome ang napakagwapo. Oh my God! Mico! Mico Manguba, a.k.a. Jamico. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two.
Cheers,
guys!
Cheers! Ayan, Mico, kwentuhan na tayo. Teka, ano daw muna? Picture muna tayo. Yeah, let's take a photo muna. Okay, go. 1, 2, 3. Ayan, ang tagal nung direct.
Oo nga, para may hangover din yung sound effects natin. Ha?
Ayan nga eh. Hindi, bigay kasi si direct kaya gano'n.
Ano ba?
So, talaga totoo naman yung sabi gano'n eh. No? So anyways, Mico, kumusta ka na? Grabe, na-miss ka namin.
Ayan, sobrang busy these past few weeks. Pero sobrang excited. Parang every day, I got closer to that day na mag-fly na ako sa New York. So, parang medyo bittersweet siya kasi, of course, iwan ako sila, yung family, my friends. Pero they're all very supportive and, yun, very excited. Mas nag-overpower yung excitement ko for New
excitement.
York.
Excitement. Teka, kwentong, okay. So, paano nagsaan yung school again? Di ba, Berklee College?
Berklee,
Music?
Yeah.
Ang susal, grabe. So, ano pala naman na namin? Yes. My God. We were like,
it's ano ba?
Wow.
Yung Berklee College is known for musicality.
Yes, so Berklee College of Music, siya yung number one ngayon in the world for contemporary music. Pero when it comes to classical, dun pumapasok yung Juilliard. But ako personally, kasi my music is contemporary. Mga pop, R&B.
Berklee ka. Oo.
So, do you know anyone who graduated from Berklee?
Yung campus kasi na pupuntahan ko is in New York. Pero yung main campus is in Boston. Yung mga nag-main... and the New York campus is just 2 years old. So very very new lang. Yung mga nag-graduate from Berklee are these people like Charlie Puth, Meghan Trainor, Quincy Jones, I think.
Oh, wow.
Maraming jazz musicians that graduated from Berkeley. Pero yun, yung mga on top of my head.
Grabe, no? Yung mga best friends natin, Jika. Sabi ka na, no?
Si Charlie Puth, ano yan eh? Thirst rapper yan sa Instagram eh. Kaya,
oo, no? Grabe, kaya ko siya
pinapollow.
No? Grabe, pero
kaya niya, sige sa music.
Kahit magaling siya kumanta in musicians, pero kaya niya i-maneuver ang social media. Alam niya ang power ng social media.
Ang galing. So, may kwento naman. Paano nag-start yun? Like, nag-start yung journey mo na, and why did you decide to like, you know what, kailangan ko nang pumasok dito sa eskwelahan na to?
Yeah. Well, ano naman siya? Parang hindi naman siya yung lifelong dream ko to study in Berkeley. Pero as a musician, feeling ko, laging goal yan in the back of our heads ng mga musicians. Na parang, like, grabe yung Berkeley College of Music. Like, ano siya? Goal pa rin siya ng every musician, in my opinion. Pero, noong mga years before, parang hindi siya attainable for me. Parang hindi pa siya applicable na mag-US pa ako. Eh, graduate na ako dito, ganun, and everything. May career naman na dito. Pero, nung lumabas yung New York campus, which is, nag-offer sila ng master's degree na 1 year lang. Parang sabi ko, okay, why not? Diba, one year lang naman, and at least I get to graduate from Berkeley, and sobrang ano yun, big thing yun for me. Also, if you guys remember, may yung this recent song na I put out was written by Kiko Salazar. Tapos si Kiko, nakita ko nag-Berkeley din siya for 5 weeks lang. Wow. Parang summer program. So, parang doon ako na-inspire actually. Parang, okay, sige, let's look up Berkeley and everything. Tapos nakita ko yung master's program.
Tapos
I applied. Yeah.
Tapos nakapasa ka kaagad. Diba?
No, actually,
is it hard?
I had to wait for mga 5 months para malaman yung result. Tapos, iba naman din kasi yung interview and yung process sa master's. Iba yung sa undergraduate. So medyo mas, I would say mas chill yung interview process sa master's. Pero syempre, they look into your profile, your portfolio, nag-interview, everything. Tapos yun. 5 months after I got...
The interview, I guess, is virtual din.
Online.
Na, di ba?
Dalawa actually yung interview. Yung first parang para siyang automated interview. Tapos yung pag nakapasa ka dun, ano naman, yung as in face-to-face. I mean
na.
Like on-cam. Yeah, totoong
wow.
As in from Berkeley.
I'm so proud of you. Oo, no. Kasi hindi man basta-basta nakakapasa dyan sa Berkeley and sa Juilliard's, di ba? And, my yeah. God, si Jamico, it's one year ka pa dito. Oh my God, naka-excited. Excited kami. Pero, alam mo, you never know, sabi mo, 1 year lang, ha? You never know sometimes, you know, what will happen after that.
Absolutely.
Diba? Baka biglang ma-discover ka dito ng
maraming mangyayari in Hollywood 1 year. Yung 1 year, mabilis din. The year is fast, but the days are long. Ika nga nila.
Totoo.
Diba? Exactly. So yung 1 year na yun, like, is it every day? Like, for the whole year? Or meron kayong mga, ano din, yung mga summer, mga winter break, may mga ganun kayo?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, may mga Thanksgiving break. May first time ko magkaroon ng Thanksgiving break. Wala naman yun
diba?
Dito.
Oo nga, oo, correct.
Yan, yung Christmas break and mga spring break, mga ganun. Na hindi ako aware masyado kasi like, di naman natin ginagawa dito sa Philippines. So parang, okay. We'll
ako, may experience
pero,
mo.
Pero, ayan.
Oo. Ang Thanksgiving dito, no? May experience mo.
Yeah. Baka nga pumunta ako sa sister ko kay Ate Kate.
It's a big deal here. It's a really major
big
holiday.
Big deal talaga. Christmas then, are you going back home sa Christmas or you're staying?
Baka yung family ko yung mag-visit sa Christmas, hopefully. Kasi mas marami na kami dun eh, sa US if ever.
Oh,
than mga tao dito. Yeah.
Talaga? Iba talaga eh, pag mayamang pamilya. Diba?
Yeah.
I mean,
girl,
not everyone can afford to like,
hindi problema.
Oh, my
girl,
whole family's
kaya
coming.
Kaya nilang pumunta kahit saan, kung ano maisip nila. Buong angkan nila, buong angkan kasama. I guess,
no,
wait a minute, I guess yung tanong ko, Jamico is,
yeah,
paano ang career sa Pinas?
No, actually very supportive sila, as in parang syempre gusto nila actually na mag-release ako ng music before ako umalis, pero ako yung nag-decide na medyo mahirap po i-balance yung preparation for Berkeley, tapos possible naman siguro na while I'm in New York mag-release pa rin ako ng music. I think mas okay yung ganung strategy, since parang na alam ko na rin yung what kind of music I wanna put out, kasi ayun, pero very supportive sila, like sila Sir Jonathan Manalo, Sir Roxy Likigan ng Star Music. And sabi nga nila, i-visit daw nila ako doon and ano, see what's there. And yeah, very, very
galing,
supportive.
Galing, ang galing. Pero wait, so what's your plan ba? Let's say, kasi di ba, after Berkeley Music, no? Berkeley College of Music. So do you have plans of like, ano ba, you wanna be a professor? You wanna, kasi di ba usually pag ganun, meron silang plan aside from, you know, their music career. But when it comes to stream, yeah, sa mga tawag nito, sa mainstream, right? Pero ikaw, do you have other plans of maybe you wanna be talagang legit producer, na you know, like, yeah, produce big artists? So anong plano mo?
Yeah, I think ano naman din, very well aware ako na syempre yung performing, hindi naman siya pwedeng forever. And ang nakita kong parang like lifelong na na job is to become a music producer, yung nasa behind the scene. Pero as long as kaya ko pa mag-perform and kumanta on stage, gagawin ko pa rin naman siya. And yun yung gusto ko namang gawin in New York, is to perform and also produce artists and collaborate with them. So ayun, yun lang. Syempre, gusto ko lang din yung, the reason why I also wanted to go to Berkeley, kasi gusto kong ma-immerse sa culture ng US. Hindi naman pwedeng manunod lang ako ng videos or like YouTube, ganun. Like kung paano sila sa US. Pero yung actual like being there and ano, working with them.
My God, excited, yeah, na ako.
Cool. It's a, oh my God.
Oo nga eh. Pwede, Mikom, pwede na tayong mag-ano, yung gumawa ka ng mga music videos na nasa New York, di ba?
Yeah, yun na nga eh, actually. Papatulong sana ako kay Jay kasi sa Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes. Actually, magaling mag-ano, mag-direct, magaling sa mga ganyan, si JV. Si Direk JV.
Tayo.
Diyan. We'll siya, siya mag-shoot sa'yo. Don't worry.
Mag-free lang kayo, syempre.
Ano ka ba? Tayo, of course.
Pwede tayo mag-collab ng ano, ng concept, syempre.
Yes. Pag-free, of course, yes, ikaw pa. I mean, you're a family. You're part. Mas lang ko naman sinasabi. Ano na, Miko?
I mean, andun na rin naman ako, so make the most out of my stay there. Then.
Exactly. Baka mamaya, meron kang maging ano rito, love life.
Ayan na.
Meron ka bang iiwan? May iiwan ka ba sa Pinas? Na tipong...
Marami.
Hindi. Na, alam mo na, na love life. Oo, meron.
Hindi ko rin sure eh. Kung love life ba kami or... Na joke na. Hindi, wala. Oh, wala naman. Maghahanap pa ako.
Naku! Masyadong ano kasi ito eh. Masyadong secretive.
Hindi, wala,
eh.
Wala talaga. Wala talaga, promise.
Ah, talaga? So, hindi kayo... Oh, wait. So, you're not in a relationship? Kasi last year, di ba, we hang out. So, you were single. You're still single?
Apparently.
Ay, ang lalim nun na.
Kaya nga, eh, parang...
I'm gonna read between the lines.
Exactly. Parang off-cam na lang, off-cam.
Ano kami, siguro, break muna while I'm there. Joke.
Wow!
Conscious, si Jessie, conscious, uncoupling.
Ha? Uncoupling. Si Jessie kasi gusto niya akong magkaroon ng white, ay white tuloy, ng blonde girl, ano.
Oo, oh, blonde girl.
Si
para sabi ko sa kanya, ano, oo, sabi ko, para malahi ang, di ba, magkaroon ka ng malang blonde, ano.
Grabe, a word.
Ano ba ito? Ng blonde baby.
Papi.
Batik-batik.
Para iba may spots. Diba?
O, diba? Batik-batik. Sa akin na lang yung ano, ha? Yung batik-batik, ha? Naging aso. Oo, Diyos ko, sabi nga namin, yeah, ito mo yung dimples na lang. Pagkakaguluhan
ka nga, rin ito. Oo nga, parang prominent ng dimples, mga pimple tuloy. Dimples mo.
Naingit nga si Ate Kate dyan.
Kaya parang, nga, eh, no?
I mean,
parang
ako lang yung meron
sa family nyo. Yeah. Alam mo, nung bata ko, gusto ko magpalagay niyan. As in, yes, dapat...
Hindi pa huli lahat. Ano kaya?
Ano ka ba? No, as in, no, literally when I was younger, I think high school or college, so sabi ng dad ko, nako, ikaw, ano, kung gusto mo, sige na, sabi, maghanap ka ng doktor, sa isip-isip ko lang, sige ko, o nga, baka machismis ako. Kasi growing up, wala naman akong dimples. Bigla ka, you just woke up, tapos may dimples ka na. Sige ko, wag na. Pero sa'yo, innate yan. You were born with it, di ba?
Yeah.
Ang swerte.
Ay, ayan talaga.
Ang ganyan. So, anong preparations mo ngayon na you're going to the U.S., to New York? Yes.
Ever since siguro April, grabe na yung preparation, like yung housing, student visa, lahat immunization, ang dami kong pinaturo para lang mag yung mga requirements sa vaccine kasi mas ang daming requirements. Tapos lahat medyo siguro ang pinaka mahirap na planning yung housing sa New York kasi
okay.
Ang daming options, ang daming ang alam niyo naman for sure yung mga rent sa New York, yung price
super
ng rent
mahal. Yes.
So Manhattan especially.
Are you going to be in the campus or no?
Wala siyang campus housing.
Wala silang housing.
So,
okay. Yeah.
Pero may meron silang mga suggestions on their website. Tapos nakita ko doon yung International House New York. So sinerge ko yung International House. Tapos apparently ano siya, student dorm siya, pero siya para siyang very like fraternity vibe na student housing na maganda.
Ooh.
Like ganun. Tapos parang mga puro mga international students yung nandun, like from Columbia, NYU, like lahat ng school sa Manhattan or sa New York.
Oh,
so
nice.
Parang pinagsama-sama mga international
students.
Yeah, doon ako mag-sustain.
Galing! Yeah. But wait, so pag, okay, meron kang roommate or ikaw lang sa room?
So, originally gusto namin mag-roommates ng mga Berkeley people. Pero ano yun, nung nag-apply kami, syempre may application and may ano din siya, like, sending of like portfolio, ganun. Nasabi nila na parang single room lang yung pwede sa amin. Kasi I think parang pag first year din, hindi mabibigay yung mga big rooms sa first year students. So, yun, single room lang. Single rooms
okay.
lang kami.
So, akala ko may experience mo na yung, di ba, yung
roommates.
May mga ano, may
parang,
mga...
Parang, di ko rin,
ang usual kasi, di ba, kaya, ano, di ba ang housing ng college, di ba, ano, may merong two
beds.
dalawa kayo in one room. And then ang gulo-gulo, tapos talagang party every night.
Yeah. Pero what's interesting is ano, may pub house kami sa International House sa ground floor, merong
inuman. No way.
Tatambay
kami doon, ha?
sounds like a good time. We're inviting ourselves to the pub room.
I know. So tingnan natin.
Music room pa, gym, everything. Ang ganda.
Ay, complete. Yeah. So, J-Cast.
Kaya doon din talaga yung...
Alam na.
Yung sinabing, ano, fraternity, parang fraternity vibe. Sabi ko, naisip ko.
Iba yata
oh my God. Meron ba yung, ano, yung I need to stand up on upside down sa keg? Diba?
I know, right?
Tapos,
doon ba kayo nag-school din? Doon kayo nag-school sa US?
Ay,
ako
di,
sa,
no.
Ako sa, ano, ako sa Pinas ako, but...
Yes,
but
sa Pinas.
I tried a 2-year course in the new school. In the new school.
Parsons.
Sa Parsons. So, I felt like a Gossip Girl vibes yung feeling ko talaga doon. So,
oo nga,
it's really cool,
no?
Yeah.
Ang sarap, lalo na New York.
Yeah, excited din ako. Excited ako sa like very new environment. Parang it's been a while. Yun din yung gusto ko lang din i-share. Parang I think ever since my brother's passing, parang nawalan na ako ng spark. Parang nabawasan yung spark ko. So I needed like that other spark ulit. Parang, okay, maybe I need a new environment, you know, new people. Yun lang yung medyo nasa, ano ko.
I know, idea. I know. Oo nga pala, you don't mind if we talk about it, like about your brother? Okay lang? A little
okay
bit?
Okay lang
or,
naman, but...
Okay lang.
Maybe not in detail siguro.
Okay. Pero are you guys okay? Like are you guys okay or
yeah,
in a way?
Sobrang
yeah, the family, yeah.
Yeah, sobrang okay kami ngayon compared to years before. Pero I think nandun pa rin yung concern, syempre actually ngayong 29 na ako, same age kami ni Kuya when he passed. So medyo nandun yung may triggers of course, parang being in a different country ulit. Like Kuya Mike when he was in Vietnam. So may parallelism na parang every time napag-usapan namin yung US and Berkeley, like syempre sasabihin ng family, mag-ingat ka dun. I mean, like all of that. So, syempre, ano din, yun din yung concern, hindi naman concern, pero like dilemma siguro. Pero mm-mm. I'm sure naman na mas, syempre we know better now and ano, magiging okay yung stay ko sa New York for sure. Like with you guys and with my sister and kuya sa US din, so.
Yeah, oh, si Kate nasa California and your other kuya is in?
Ohio.
Oh, in Ohio. Oh, so magbabounce yeah. ano ka pala, no? Like from New York, Ohio, California.
Actually, before ako mag-land sa New York, dadaan muna kami yung Ohio ni Mommy. Samahan ako ni Mommy.
Oh. And California? Hindi naman California.
Ohio.
Hindi na California.
Oo, so Ohio,
na
kami. New York.
Nagsawa na daw si Mommy sa
sa California?
Kaya nga pupunta si Kate, di ba?
Yeah, she's coming to New York.
Yeah, kaya pupunta si ate. Si ate kaya yung pupunta ng New York.
Sabi ko nga, paano to? Pagbalik kasi namin from Europe, pabalik na rin siya, no? I mean, she's going back to California right away?
September 5th yata siya babalik.
Mabutan natin siya one day.
Oh, mabutan natin siya. Kahit may jet lag pa tayo, wala tayong choice. Oo, Labor Day,
actually,
no?
Yun na din. Sakto, orientation week namin yun, yung weekend na yun. Tapos dapat September 4 may schedule din, pero since Labor Day, wala nang schedule for the entire day. So, we can hang out nung day na.
Okay, mga tropa peeps, handaan nyo na yung mga liber nyo, ha, ng September
4. Patay tayo.
Pwede kasi the next day, may class na ako ulit.
Ah, o, konti lang pala for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, konti lang.
Yeah. I may work
class na ako the next day. Oh my God, may class ka
na.
So, my God, ano na excited ako. I'm sarap ng feeling na, alam mo, na-college ka ulit. Diba? You meet people from different walks of life. Yes. Diba? Different ethnicities. Yeah, yeah.
We will just live vicariously through you.
Exactly.
And when I say live vicariously, I hope you meet a lot of friends, specifically guys, and then not friends. And then somehow, you will introduce them to me. Grabe ginamit talaga.
Oo nga. Tapos ipasa mo kay J-Cast. Pasa lang ng pasa kay J-Cast. Aba, malay mo. Aba, hindi mo. You never know. You never know, di ba?
Puro mas mababata sila sa akin.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
Mas bata?
Actually, magkakakilala na kami. Meron naman mas matanda, but most of them younger talaga. Kasi mga fresh grad from college just nag-masters agad.
Oh, mga 20s.
Master's degree kasi itong gagawin ko.
Ah, okay. So, mga early
20s. Yeah, early 20s. Okay. Early 20s, yeah.
And so, then, parang sa'yo lang din. Kaya age mix, mo.
You know, I assume, and they came from different countries too? And different parts?
Yeah, different countries.
Oo. Okay.
Parang most of them nga from Asia and Europe eh. Mas konti pa yung US. So, most of us talaga international.
Nako, pag magkakajowa ka pala doon, ang hirap kasi paano si Ate Girl from Paris or 'di ba from Europe or 'di ba tipong yeah. For 1 year lang to ha. Pinoy na lang, Pinoy na taga US no, para green card agad.
Grabe. Grabe yung plano ni Jessie. Ano ah?
Oo nga eh. Parang kapatid ko to na ano eh. Parang ano,
economical yung plano niya. Pinaplano ko na
yung buhay mo. I mean, why not?
Pinaplano ko na yung buhay mo. So, ay my God. Teka, wait. Are you writing new songs? Have you been writing new songs?
Speaking of, actually, the band, nabanggit ko sa inyo na hindi nga makatulog kanina, actually. Tapos, yes. So, nung di ko makatulog, I was working on this song kasi meron kaming listening session ng Berkeley sa Friday. As in, mag-zoom kami, tapos magpaparinigan kami ng mga songs. So, I thought of creating a new one para lang this Friday. Kasi medyo, syempre, ang dami ko ng ideas recently na hindi na siya consistent with my music like a month ago or 2 months ago. So, wala lang. Gusto ko lang ng something fresh. So, ayan. I worked on a song kanina, pero... Ano pa lang, music pa lang.
Ah, talaga?
Tapos yung lyrics siguro today.
So, sige nga, kwento yung process mo of writing a song.
Syempre naman, very different for each musician. Pero sa akin talaga, mas parang na-inspire ako to write when I start with a melody. Kasi bigla lang siya nagpa-pop sa mind ko na parang, okay, this is a nice melody. Tapos i-record ko na sa phone. Basta for me, laging last yung lyrics. Kasi I'm more of a producer than a songwriter. Okay. Which I wanna change kapag nasa Berkeley na ako. Kasi like, gusto ko talaga matuto magsulat pa. Like, na mas maganda. Like, nasa US, ano, culture.
But how do you, where do you, this music that you have created right now, where do you think it's gonna head? Do you already know that if it's gonna be a love song? Or something else?
Honestly, wala pa. Pero, like, most of the time naman, it's a love song, but just a different approach. Like, kung, yeah, like, hindi yung common, you know. And dami na, like, millions of songs. We wanna be different in a way. So,
oh, wow. Ano ba yung mga lately na nasulat mo na? Or na-release na?
Nasa Spotify, but most of them kasi mga ano eh, mga co-written or mga songs na were written for me. Pero yun. It's been a while na nagsulat ako ng song. Actually, I was supposed to release nga, yun nga, a month ago, but na, ano, original ko talaga, like lyrics and everything, from music to lyrics. Pero I decided na hindi mo na siya i-release kasi nga, yung preparations for Berkeley.
Wow. Teka, pasample nga ng isang magandang kanta. Pasample ka nga dyan. I know, umagang-umaga. Kahit ano lang, kahit chorus lang, I know kasi ang aga-aga. Para pakitang gilas tayo sa mga producers dyan.
Hindi po kasi esophagus niya. Ano ka ba?
Oo nga, eh, pakitang gilas lang tayo sa mga producers dyan. Diba?
Okay lang kahit ano, kahit acapella, no?
Of course.
Ay, mali.
Grabe, Miko. Okay. Alam mo, while you're looking for the song that you wanna sing, naalala ko yung nung dinala ka namin sa isang sa Boho Karaoke sa Lower East Side.
Yeah, okay.
Naloka yung mga, di ba? Naloka lahat ng mga nandoon.
Nalaglag yung mga nyanti nila doon eh, di ba?
Oo, umi ko ng mga panty ng mga bakla.
Medyo ano pa ako nun, like, may yain pa ako. Feel ko ngayon kailangan ko na talagang magpakitang gilas din, but of course, in a, ano pa rin, in a proper way. And excited ako to like, magkaraoke ulit tayo next time. Sa Brooklyn yun, di ba?
Sa Brooklyn, no, oo. Ay, no.
No, that's no, in Manhattan. Lower East Side.
Lower East Side.
No, yung like public karaoke.
Yes.
Sa Brooklyn, nalala ko. Brooklyn.
No. It's in a...
Lower East Side ba?
Lower East Side, yeah. Yes.
Ano na Brooklyn tayo.
Oo.
And then we went to this parang private din na karaoke. Like,
yes, sa ano naman yun. Sa K-Town. Sa K-Town yun.
Yeah.
Yun, sa Midtown naman yun. Ang dami
natin
pinuntahan nung gabi na yun.
K-Town? Gusto ko tuloy ng Korean, ano?
Barbecue. Alam mo yung Korean barbecue? Oh my God, ang sarap nun. Di ba, marami, super, ang dami-dami nating, ano, bibitin ka namin kung saan-saan. Di ba?
Ito na, dahil dyan. Ito na.
Ayan, sige.
Tingko ito yung parang LSS ko right now.
Okay, go.
5, 6. I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you may not think that I care for you when you know down inside that I really do, and it's who you need to show how deep is your love, is your love, how deep is your love. I really need to learn, cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down when they all should let us. We belong to you and me. Okay na yun. Ang ano pa haba.
Grabe. Umaga pa yan. May hangover pa yan, ha?
ano, BGs ba yun?
BGs. Grabe.
Grabe, Miko.
Yan yun na-miss ko, Jamiko, yung ano, yung kulot-kulot mo na boses at saka ang falsetto.
Parang you're getting better and better and better and better. Actually, may isa kang kinanta na ano eh. Shit, ano ba yun? Gusto kong kantahin eh. Hindi mo marunong kumanta.
Yung kinanta mo.
Yung kay ano, oh my God.
Kay Moira.
Nung nagkaraoke tayo, may isa kang kinanta na Stars.
Favorite mo yun eh.
Ayun. Yung Stars something. Ano yun, B? Yung kinanta ni... ano no? Lost Stars?
Lost Stars.
Oh my God, hindi ko makakalimutan yun. Sige nga, chorus nga nun.
Sabi na
yun. Lyrics.
Grabe yun. Nung kinanta mo yun, talagang napa... What? Lalo na isa yung parang lay me down. Nung kinanta mo yung lay me down na, sa karaoke. Tapos nagfalseto ka.
Wait lang.
Lahat na pag gano'n. Uy, sino yun? Parang ayaw nang kumanta nung iba.
Ano
no?
Ayun, nahanap ko na. Paano ba to?
Lost Stars.
So, paano na lang po? Direct, wait lang.
Naalala mo yung
chorus nun?
Paano ba yun? Hindi ko rin alam eh. Di ba alam mo yun, Jacob?
Yeah. And God, tell us the reason youth is wasted on the young. It's hunting season and the lambs are on the run, searching for meaning. But are we all our stars trying to light up the dark?
Grabe! Ang galing talaga! Anong ginagawa mo? Bakit parang paganda ng paganda yung boses mo? I mean, do you practice every day? Nagluluya-luya ka ba?
Sabi na eh, whiskey.
Whiskey?
Wala, ano lang. Whiskey.
Maraming whiskey.
Banayad whiskey.
Banayad whiskey, eh, no? Grabe.
Bullet rye from Atikit.
Oo nga, bullet rye. Nawalan ka matayang bullet rye.
Where is your sister?
she's all over the US. Lagi.
Oo, no? Lagi nagtatravel. Sabi ko nga sa kanya, girl, meron ka pa bang trabaho? Kasi she's always, always traveling.
Inuubos na yung PTO niya, girl.
Inubos na ang PTO ni Bakla. Wala na atang PTO yan. Kasi travel lang travel, no? Grabe. Kayo din ba sa Pilipinas?
Yeah, excited ka ako magsama-sama ulit tayo.
I know. Do you guys always
travel?
Yeah,
yung within the Philippines, hindi masyado. Pero yung recent namin was Korea, Hong Kong. Tapos last year, nag-Holy Land kami as a family for my kuya's death anniversary. So, medyo nandun din. We like traveling din. Kaya sumama si mami ngayon eh, going to the US. Hindi pwedeng may iwan siya dito.
Oh, how long will your mom stay sa US?
Around 2 weeks lang. Kasi, so, 1 week in Ohio, tas mga a few days in New York.
Ah, okay. O, saglit lang. Will she be staying at your place? At your dorm or hindi? Hindi ba yun? Oo, no, imagine mo kasama yung mommy. Kasama si mommy.
Siyempre, girl, nasa lavish hotel yun.
Of course. Hindi man pwedeng hindi, di ba? Teka, wait. Nagpunta kayo ng Holy Land? Oh
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
How was
Have
it?
You guys been? Or...
Hindi pa nga eh. Pa. Pero oo. How was
Mainit.
It?
Mainit.
Actually, sa Egypt, so Egypt yun, Egypt, Israel, and Jordan. Mas malamig pa nga sa Egypt than the others eh. Mas mainit pa sa Israel. Kasi Egypt naman, since maraming sand, maraming may desert and everything, mas maganda yung breeze ng wind.
How did you feel when you first saw the Egypt, the pyramids in the
flesh? The pyramids, wala lang. Like, grabe kasi, siya, diba? What's this? What do you call it? Yung 7 wonders of the world.
Yes.
One of the 7 wonders. So, parang for me to touch it and everything na very historic and it's nakakatuwa lang. Para lang siyang dream. Mm-hmm. Fever dream.
Yeah. And how was
Pero syempre, mas important na.
Yung mga camel toe. Camel toe.
Yeah, gumawa.
iba pala yun. Sorry.
Camel toe ko yun.
Yung mga tunay na camel.
Picture ako ng camel toe.
Ng camel toe.
Ng camel ko.
I remember na may mga pictures ka.
Oh my God.
Talaga.
Meron talaga. Oh my God.
Kumusta yung access na?
Kumusta yung pag-ride mo ng camel? Mabaho ba sila? O nakakatakot? Habang umaandar?
Ang tangkad nila. Sobrang tangkad. As in, kasi yung pag mag-ride ka, bigla na lang silang tatayo talaga. Tapos magugulat ka na yung nasa taas ka na. And especially when we were in Jordan, yung Petra sa Jordan.
Yes.
Nag-picture din kami doon. Tapos nasa camel kami. So, ang tatangkad ng mga camels doon. So, very, medyo dangerous din kapag magulo ka kasi like anytime pwede kang mahulog. But they have this parang thing you can hold para maging safe.
Grabe, no? Ilang days
pero
ka
syempre,
sa, sa Europe?
Around 14 days yata sa buong pilgrimage. Ah. So it was a pilgrimage. Yun din naman, syempre yung mas yung highlight din talaga nung trip was to pray. Kasi we were attending masses every day. May dala kaming priest, tapos yun. Tapos kami yung naging altar servers nung priest, kami ni Andre, yung brother ko.
Uh-oh. Ah, talaga? Ang social?
sa mga places in the Bible. So,
yes.
If you're like religious and ano, syempre, sobrang ano yun, dream come true din yung Holy Land. And yun din, going back to my brother's passing din, parang naging ano siya, healing process yung Holy Land and everything. Kaya mas okay na rin yung family ngayon.
Wow, sana makapunta tayo ng Holy
Land. I'm glad
nasa
that you were able to do that.
Yun. Ay, well, no, nasa bucket list
Israel
namin
naman,
yun.
Israel naman, ano yung pinakagusto mo doon at saka pinaka-touching na lugar?
Israel. Israel, ang gaganda ng mga tao.
Ah, grabe mo.
Joke.
Totoo.
Parang sila, parang lahat kasi parang mga gal... How do you say her name? Gal Gadot ba? Gal Gadot.
Ah,
parang
Gal Gadot.
Wonder Woman lahat. Yeah, ang gaganda nila lahat.
Ayoko pumunta doon.
Kahit yung mga...
Kahit yung mga ano? Ano, Miko?
Kahit yung mga normal, ano lang, like normal person lang dun sa street or something. Parang Hollywood actress ang ganun.
Talaga.
Pero sobrang babayad din nila. Very, very, grabe yung security sa Israel.
How was the food? Sarap?
Ano bang sabi ko? Dun kasi sa pilgrimage, parang almost repetitive yung mga food namin eh. Yung, kalimutan ko na yung tawag, pero yung pita bread, tapos yung mga spices. Eh, hindi ako mahilig sa spicy, so medyo okay lang siya. Pero masarap, syempre. Like, trying out new food, new culture.
How about the, ano, accommodations?
Okay naman siya. Okay naman. Ang medyo nakakaano lang kasi nagstay kami sa Bethlehem if you guys are familiar with Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Yes.
Na hindi naman very modern sa Bethlehem. So mga ano lang like boutique hotels and yun. Like nakikita mo doon nagstay si Jesus. Yung mga ganun like ang weird lang na parang nandito ka talaga.
you were walking where he was walking, mm-hmm. 'Di ba?
Ayun yung ano namin.
Especially may aircon ba? Yun ang gusto ko malaman, may aircon.
Walang aircon.
What? Yun lang.
Hindi siya thing. Pero may breeze naman, may breeze.
Oh my God, parang di ko ata kaya yung walang
breeze. Teka muna yung bucket list mo.
Oo nga, teka, parang
iusin ko muna. Pero may fans, it's not that bad, honestly.
Hindi talaga uso ang ano, aircon sa ibang European countries, no?
Hindi talaga.
Kung maiwasan na mag-AC, hindi sila maglalagay talaga.
Oo, no?
Nag-AC lang daw sila pag summer season. As in, doon lang gumagana yun. May aircon naman actually, may centralized aircon, pero hindi nila ino-on talaga. Eh, November yung time na yun eh, so medyo, hindi ko alam kung anong season, but hindi siya summer, so hindi siya ino-open talaga.
Ah, so it wasn't that, ano rin, it wasn't that hot.
Hindi.
That time,
especially so when we went to, ano, yung sa Way of the Cross.
Okay.
Parang kasi talagang from parang station, sorry,
station of the cross. Yes.
So parang each station talagang pinuntahan namin like the actual location.
Wow.
And di naman siya masyadong mainit. Tapos sobrang ano siya, like life-changing.
Ang galing naman.
life-changing talaga.
Walang ang tawag dito, war. Kasi merong mga ganun, di ba? Kasi Israel and Palestine are beside each other,
yeah.
Di ba?
Meron siyang wall. So, actually, kaya very, very high security talaga. Kasi, as in literally, may wall. Yung wall na nagde-divide sa Israel and
sa
Palestine.
Palestine.
And as long as tourists naman, they allow. Kasi, ano naman kami, like, maayos naman yung process ng visit namin dun. So, they know naman na it's for touring.
For touring. Wow. Kasi, actually, yung san ko, half yun eh. Half na Palestinian. Sabi ko, school at I chose. Maybe one of these days, sabi ko mukhang pupunta talaga kami doon para makita niya.
He needs to visit his homeland.
Oo.
Maganda.
Oo. Di ba, J-Cast, yan nasa bucket list natin yan. Pero pupunta dapat tayo na hindi sa ko. Oo, malapit.
Para malamig.
Oo.
Tapusin muna natin yung Europe natin.
Oo, sama ka next time ha. Sama sa Europe. Ay, hindi pa? Teka, pati tipa, parang ang dami mo napuntahan countries.
Your sister Kate was always saying that she wants to join us, actually.
Pero ano ba nangyari noon?
Hindi kasi natutugma eh.
Oo, diba? Yung schedule,
kasi
no?
Kasi mahilig din siyang lumayas, so hindi natutugma yung plans.
Oo, di ba alin next time, yeah. Next time, maybe next, next time, year or next next year. Oo, tas daling ka namin sa ano, we're planning to go back to Iceland again.
Saan kayo pupunta? Ooh!
Pero ano pa, siguro 2 years from now, we're going back. God, yun ang talagang, sa lahat ng napuntahan namin, no, Iceland is the best, no, GCAS?
Oo, naging number one, nabump lahat. Nabumpang Italy.
Lahat. So number
one. With the Northern Lights, hindi ba doon yun?
Yes.
Yes! Oh, God. Nakita namin three times. Three times, right, GCAS?
Si Jesse, kaso ang lamig. Three times. Ako twice lang.
Sobrang pero, lamig. Nakakamata yung lamig. As in, walang ano, panis ang lamig ng New York. As in. Mm. Teka, speaking of New York, did you buy ano na, mga pang lamig?
Doon na lang ako bibili kasi sayang sa space or luggage.
Oo, tama. Oo. Okay. Tsaka ano, so, if you buy it in the US, in the Philippines, hindi siya ganun kaano eh. Hindi naman, pero it's not as ano ba, the quality of the cloth is not as ano, as sophisticated. O, di ba? Parang gano'n, dito sa US. No, plus kasi dito naman kasi, the reason why they're making all these jackets na makakapal kahit manipis, pero parang it's still warm, it's because, of course, malamig dito. Eh, alam mo, bibili ka sa Pilipinas ng gano'n, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
So baka mamaya, ano yung lulusot din yung ano, yung lamig?
Yung hangin.
Yung hangin, yes.
So ano, so Jamico, sasamahan kita mag-shopping para sa ano, mga, sa mga leopard and cheetah for
clothes
mo.
Winter clothes, yes.
Para
si,
pimp na pimp
si
sa ting mo.
Yung anak ni ate, si AM, parang ang dami niyang spare na mga clothes. Since ano nga siya, fashionista, so parang sabi niya, hindi, sige, wag ka nang bumili. Like, ito na, marami pa akong gamit dito. So like,
wag ka nang bumili.
May, like,
designer pa lahat yun.
Designer kasi AM pa. Hi AM. Diyos ko, parang wala at ultimo underwear nun, lahat ata Givenchy or ano. Chanel, Hermes. Grabe yung batang yun, oh. Oo. Plus ito, hindi kasi ano, feeling ko pag bumili ka dito, marami, hindi feeling, talagang totoo, may maraming sale. Super dami ng sale. Especially by the time
yun
that
din yung
sorry.
Yun din yung like I'm excited for yung mga Black Fridays, mga sale, kasi wala naman dito yung like ano bang paano ba yun or something. I mean, like, lahat lang ng parang possible na ma-experience sa US parang nawala dito. So
nawala, oo. Ang nakaka-excite, no? Parang feeling ko parang during summer na-excite ako sa iyo kasi ang sarap nung imagine mo parang college life again. Ayun pa naman yung dream ko noon dati na makapag-dorm dito sa US, mag-college ulit, yung mga ganun. Kaso wala na, masyondan na kami. Eh, hindi na pwedeng...
Pwede tsaka, ka yun.
Hindi, tsaka hello. I mean, aaral pa, okay na
pwede
yun.
Pwede ka pa mag-masters, Jesse.
Wana. Yeah, masters pa. Sakit sa ulo. Ano yung masters ng what? Okay na yun. Okay
ikaw,
na yun.
Ikaw yung profesora. Ikaw yung magtuturo.
Ako pa na yung profesora.
How to do everything at once. How to have a lot
nga
of...
Eh.
Wearing a lot of hats and more.
Oo
diba?
Nga. Nakakapagod yung buhay ko. Ewan ko ba? Nabuboard kasi ako, Miko, pag isa lang yung ginagawa. I feel like it's some yun din. But that's why it's better for me. Parang nagpa-function yung mind ko if I do like different things. Oo. Are you the same?
Multitasking.
Ganun ka rin?
Minsan, pero like, kailangan ko rin mag-recharge like after a long day. Parang medyo introverted din ako. So, I'm ano, like a mix of both. Pero, yun nga, like, actually, may ano ka na parang gusto ko rin mag-vlog lahat ng mangyayari sa akin sa New York. So, I got a new camera, tapos for sure, i-video ko yung everything from start. Para din makita yung journey. Like, it's gonna be 1 year lang. So like,
your last album is called Prelude, right? When was that? When did you release
21,
that?
21, 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years. Tapos, you released Isla and ano nga ba tayo? Meron pa bang ibang singles that you released prior to, apart from the two
Yung, the most recent one was Bitaw Na. I think nung second interview, I mentioned that. Then so parang 2021 kasi yung last natin, right? I mean, if I'm not
yes, yes, yeah, yes.
Nasa US kami nun. Tapos, yun, Bitaw Na, ano siya, it was dedicated for my brother. So nasa nandun pa rin yung ano. Yeah.
Yung isla ang ganda. Right, oo. Ano no, hopefully.
Yung isla is my first ever song na I wrote like originally.
Ang ganda. Kantahin mo nga saglit kahit chorus lang nung isla.
Okay. Wait, minsan nakakalimutan ko yung lyrics. Kahit sinulat ko. Okay. Tayong dalawa, hayaan ng puso magpakasaya. Tayong dalawa, ikaw ang aking isla, gusto kong makasama.
Grabe yung mga kulot-kulot na yan. Mga kulot-kulot na.
Di ba kinukuha ng soundtrack ng ano yan, Survivor Philippines, Chos?
Isla. Wait, sinong kasama mo nun? Si ano, si Inka Magnaya ba yun?
That's for a different song. So yung Himig Handog sa ABS. Yung Himig Handog na songwriting competition na nationwide sa ABS was for Tabi Tabi Po. Tapos yung music video was with Inka.
Oh, yung Tabi Tabi Po. Oo. Si Inka ba? Does she sing?
No, pero kasi parang ano yun eh. Yung gusto nila mangyari since yun yung TikTok era noong time na yun, parang mga TikTok people din yung mga actors and actresses. So, pero yung parang debut ano ni Inka yun na on-screen acting. So,
ah, okay. Galing ha. Ikaw ba, speaking of acting, wala kang plan na maging, na, you know, pasukin ng acting world?
Right now, wala pa. Pero syempre, like, kung may opportunity. Pero nandun na rin, like, Broadway and everything, musicals. Yung, what's this musical here? Here Lies Love.
Here Lies Love. Yes. Boy, yes. Sige, like, ano, panoorin.
I'm excited
ako,
to watch.
Na namin. Yes! Ah,
ako hindi pa. Hindi ko pa napapanood.
O di sige, panoorin nyo.
Ha? Patapos na yung kay Lea Salonga eh. Diba?
Oo, parang, nga eh.
Pero
okay pero lang, okay
ongoing
lang.
Ongoing pa rin.
Ongoing, yeah. Pero my God, I mean, it's
yeah, really
a different
watch.
Experience. Yes, ang ganda ng yeah. ano, Here Lies Love. Ako, if I were you, kayo ni J-Cast, doon kayo sa mismo sa baba.
Parang yung standing. Yung mismo ano yun, diba?
Yes, para ma-immerse talaga.
May
standing.
Sa dance floor mismo.
Sa dance floor mismo. As in talagang you would feel, as in you feel like you're part of the Broadway show.
The musical.
Yung immersed.
The music, oh my God. Manood talaga kayo, panoorin nyo. J-Cast, panoorin nyo talaga yung Jamico. Pati ba si Matt, baka mami mo at saka si Kate. Baka panoorin nyo sabay-sabay.
I'm not sure kung may time, but sabihin ko din sa kanila, baka gusto rin nila manood. If ever, sa September 4 lang yung pinaka-free na day eh. Kasi
one day lang sila.
Before that, then may orientation kami sa Berkeley. And everything. Orientation week.
When are you arriving?
Yeah. August 30th. Ay, tama ba? Yeah, mga ganun. 30th, 31, 31st. Pero yung mismong move-in ko sa International House is September 1.
My God, jet lag pa yun, patay. Pero sige, push.
Ay, pero nasa Ohio naman ako for a week prior.
Nga pala. Oh, okay lang pala yun. So, ano
same
ka na, tapos
time
ka na. Tapos ka na sa jet lag mo. Tapos ka na sa jet lag mo.
Ang meron.
My God. Okay.
Ilang hours bang, saan ba kayo sa Europe?
Oh God, we're going to...
Yung last leg.
Last namin.
Spain.
Sa Spain. So we're going to Madrid and Barcelona. Barcelona and then Madrid. Basta una sa Milan, Lake Como, Venice, and then we're going for eight days na cruise, which is Rome, Florence, Provence, basta marami, eight na countries, and then, ano na, we're going down to Barcelona, and then Madrid, tapos balik na. Ang haba nga, hindi ko nga alam.
Balik.
Bakit ko ba ginawa-gawa to na ganito kadami, haba? Oo nga, sinisi pa yung sarili ko, you know? Oo nga, eh, pero
kasi
yamo.
Malapit ka na ikasal, Jesse, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Next year yun, ha? Oo.
Sa married life. Sa married life nyo, ay, si mommy, actually, gusto niyo ma.
And then, ay, mama mo, we want to say hi to your beautiful mom.
Wait.
Oh my God, ang ganda ng mommy mo. Oh my God, you're so beautiful.
This is my mom.
Hi, Tita.
Wait,
you're interview.
Hi.
Wait, you that's your yeah. Tita, oh my God, you
beauty
look
queen
so...
yan, Jessie.
I know you're a beauty queen, pero my God, ang
ganda. You.
See you very... So, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Nagulat ako sa ganda.
Tita, ganyan ang itsura mo na at 11:34 a.m. Grabe ha. Ang ganda.
Grabe.
Wait for a meeting actually. I'm leaving. I'm just not saying bye.
To yeah, people. I know.
Okay. See you soon.
See you,
okay,
see
bye.
You, Tita. Thank you.
Ang ganda. Ingat. Ko. Hihingin ko yung beauty tips mo. Sobrang ganda. Grabe. Nasa lahi mo talaga ganda, yan. Ha? Lalong gumanda yung mami mo. Grabe, wala akong mas... Para ako nahiya bigla, para nag-ayos ba ako? Ang ganda.
Hindi pa kami naliligo ni Jessie.
So September 1.
Oh, sorry, naligo ako. Sorry.
Ano, sige, ako lang. Sige na, laglag mo ako. Ako lang.
So, wait. So sa September, mami-meet namin yung mom mo talaga. I cannot
September
wait.
September
4. Grabe, no? Yes. How tall is your mom?
I think 5'9".
Ang tangkad! Beauty queen kasi
yeah, for a,
talaga,
for a
no?
Woman.
Oh my God. Paano nangyari kay Kate? Ba't hindi naging matangkad? Diba? Pwede kasi si Kate.
Lagod ka kaya, de.
Oo nga eh. I mean, parehas kasi kaming height ni Kate eh. Kaya okay lang. Pero nakakagulat mo kasi yung mama mo para talagang, na, ano niya, na, ang tawag nito, na preserve maintain. Niya yung ganda niya, na maintain niya, no?
Mm-hmm.
My God, how to be you po.
Yeah, kahit yun din, very, ano, super mom talaga siya, especially sa mga nangyari sa family. Tapos ngayon, like, she's, you know, like, bouncing back. That,
lahat kami. No. Lahat kayo, no? My God, maraming salamat, Miko. Hay, nako, ang saya-saya nitong kwentuhan natin. I cannot
teka lang.
Wait.
Para sa ang gusto ko malaman oo. Kasi, bago tayo mag, ano, mag-end, yung, paano yung, nabanggit mo, you are planning to release music when you're, settled already. So, para sa mga fans mo na nag-aabang ng new music, do you have a timeline at least like when, like, once you're settled, like how, in 1 month, this year that you're going to
right.
release a new music?
Siguro this year, not so sure, but kasi medyo dilemma ko rin siya as a student in the US, as an international student, kasi meron kami mga like regulations as a student na hindi ka pwedeng mag-earn outside of the school, even with like Spotify or YouTube. So, kailangan ko pang alamin yun. But as soon as I process everything, ano, for sure mag-release ako ng songs. And ano naman, lagi naman akong mag-release ng content sa TikTok and social media, especially now sa US. Medyo nag-rest lang ako ngayon kasi nga, parang building up to Berkeley. Pero once na nandun ako, for sure, very regular na yung pag put out ko ng let's say snippets of my song of like my written songs or like mga music content. So yun na lang muna for now yung mga social media stuff, but for sure in the works. And basta marami pang exciting news, but yun na, hindi ko masabi pa
not yet,
right
not
now
yet,
but, not yet
yeah.
But we're excited,
gulatin
ha?
Na lang ang lahat pero yeah. Syempre sasabihin mo sa amin ha.
Yeah,
that's a promise, we're not gonna say anything, promise. After dito. Oh my God, Miko, we're so proud of you. Ang galing-galing.
Yes.
Grabe, imagine mo. Tsaka ano, Miko, mag-ano ka ha? Pero can you audition ba? Sa let's say, Broadway, you cannot.
Broadway, I'm not sure if that's my...
Gusto
like,
ba?
Turf,
anong?
Talaga. Hindi ko alam kung yun yung parang for me. Pero kasi ano eh, iba talaga yung Broadway, parang... Beginning natin sa mga sobrang mas magagaling. But I think I'm on the other side, yung producer, like mas niche.
Pop, R&B ang ano niya eh.
Oh,
iba rin kasi
pero,
yung...
Eh, you never know. Alam mo, you know what?
Yeah,
life
you never know talaga.
Diba, sometimes yeah. Life is ano eh. Life is actually God sometimes. Like it's so unpredictable and God usually like bring you to play to situations na parang you'll be like, wait,
tama yeah. Yan. Ano mo sa
seriously,
ano sa
I mean
ay may line yeah. may line di ba parang how will you make God laugh, tell him your plans, di ba?
Yes, exactly. Hindi kasi nakakagulo
diba,
parang
nice.
Oh
yeah.
Parang yung di ba unpredictable things that God yeah. That things that you never expected to happen that you were only you,
yeah especially
di ba yung mga plans mo
well,
na parang
hindi ko naman di ba finercy so biglang, oh my God, like, ito na nga, like, 2 weeks na lang ako from, I mean, as of this recording, 2 weeks na lang, tapos alas na ako. So, pwede mo sabihin?
As of this recording.
Okay, okay. So, yun, parang, bigla na lang akong na-slap sa face ng, or parang reality na, like, oh my God, like, alis na talaga ako, like, a year ago, parang di ko naman to planan. So, ayan. Very, very
blessed. Yes. God, we're so excited for you. We're so happy for you.
Thanks.
We are so proud of you. Kasi yeah, imagine mo, kaibigan ka pa namin, ha? Excuse me, friend natin, si Jamico.
We can't wait not just to hang out with you now. Yung katulad din, nag-visit ka lang, but really, on a regular basis.
As a resident, konti. 1 year resident.
Diba? Nang feeling ko, ano, dahil kay blonde blue eyes, magsistay ka. Flinano ko na buhay ng baka, ni Jamico.
Baka brunette ang gusto.
Oo nga.
Actually, ngayon, mas brunette nga.
Sige. Ano na lang, brunette and blue eyes.
Brunette pero ano, violet. Violet ang eyes.
Oo, violet ang eyes, di ba?
Yeah.
My God. Hopefully, di ba? Basta, we're so excited for you. Pagdating mo, gagala agad tayo.
Yes,
okay?
For sure.
Ayan. Oo. Yes. Nako. Ano sabi mo, Derek? Ano ka daw muna? Last, ano, pakantahin mo. Oo, gusto ko raw niya. Isang last ulit talaga naman.
Sige, wait.
Parang ano pinaano pa eh. Ikaw, any song na, ano, na, hindi, yung may isa ka eh. Sige nga, Lay Me Down.
Sorry.
Lay Me Down. Kahit chorus lang din, yan. Alam mo ba, yung Lay Me Down? Kinanta mo yun, my God. Yun yung nawindang ang lahat.
Mm-hmm.
Nagpapalseto pa ang lolo mo. Tago, ha?
Hindi ko naman kaya kong kantahin, but sige, wait.
Sige. Yan.
Babaan muna natin kasi it's like 11 a.m. Okay. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? You and make sure you're alright. I take care of you. And I don't wanna be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? Ayun na muna.
Grabe!
yan ang favorite song ko for you talaga. Yan ang gusto ko.
Sobra!
Fun fact, favorite din ni Kuya Mike tong song na to. So,
oh my God.
Talaga?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hi, Kuya Mike.
I love you.
Heaven.
We're thinking
yes.
of you.
My God. I'm sure si Mike sobrang proud sa'yo.
Oo, rin siya.
So,
oh,
yes,
no.
yes. And I'm sure, alam mo, he's smiling right now for sure. Mm-hmm. And he's so excited for you. And I'm sure, he will protect you while nandito ka sa US.
Sa
no?
Berkeley life.
Yes.
And before we let you go, any final message to your fans all around the world?
Yes, of course. I'm very, very blessed and thankful na syempre rin sila to support me. I'm just so excited dito sa new journey ko sa Berkeley, New York. Ang dami na nagsasabi na, Kuya, like, please document this, mag-vlog ka and everything. And I'm gonna do that for you guys and para makita nyo rin yung my life in New York. So, I'm excited na marinig nyo yung mga new songs and mga magagawa kong songs in New York with like my international peers doon. So, ayun, I'm very, very excited talaga for this journey.
My God, excited na ako. Oh my God, for you. Maraming salamat,
thanks.
Miko. Ayan, matulog ka na kasi alam kong may hangover ka rin. Katulad kami, no? My God, imagine mo, we will have a lot of hangover moments.
Yes.
Pag while
hangover,
you're staying in New York.
Also sober moments.
So, walang classes the next day.
Kumakain tayo.
Oo, walang class. Hindi, gagawin natin yan ng Friday or Saturday para sigurado mo.
Yeah.
Para talagang lahat tayo makapasok naman ng matino.
Sa schedule mo, di ba?
Yeah, sa schedule mo. Maraming salamat, Miko!
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, guys. Direct JV.
Yes, we'll see you in a few weeks. 6 ako.
Yeah,
thank you
mga ka-ogat for watching this episode. Don't forget to share this amongst your friends and family so they would know Jamico's plans for this year. And also, salamat sa mga TFC subscribers natin. And also, I want TFC streamers. Also, sa mga ABS-CBN FYE channel Kumunizers.
Communizens.
sa Kumu. And also, mga pasahero natin na mga kaibigan sa Jeepney TV in the whole Philippines.
Yes!
Oh my God, Idol Jamico, thank you very much again for hanging out and having this fun conversation.
So
and also, see you soon. But wait, let's have our last toast for this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Mga kaogat, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it
over a glass or two.
Bye,
Jamico.